meeting of the Conference Committee for House File 1974 to order. Let's begin, and Mr. Shepherd, if you wouldn't mind doing a side-by-side kind of analysis, that might help us get up to speed.
Mr. Chair and members, I believe that you all have the side-by-side in front of you, and there are two differences. The Senate has two places where there is language that does not appear on the House side. Referring to the Senate side of the side-by-side, line 1.12, the Senate bill provides that contract term that governing employment of non-essential employees does not continue in effect. The House does not have that limitation, so the Senate bill only applies to contract terms that govern employment of non-essential employees. And, Mr. Chair, the second difference on the Senate side, lines 1.21 and 1.22, an exclusion in the Senate bill which says that paragraph B does not apply to military and Veterans Affairs employees. That exclusion does not apply in the House bill. And, Mr. Chair, I believe those are the only differences in the two bills.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. One question, Mr. Shepherd, what 1.12 non-essential employees, who would, you know, as you think about through, you know, public sector employees throughout Minnesota, which groups would be included there?
Mr. Chair and members, the definition of essential employees in PELRA, on the local level, the largest numbers are firefighters and peace officers, also 9/11 system, police and fire department, dispatchers, guards at correctional facilities, confidential employees. Those are ones who have access to personnel data of the employer, supervisory employees, assistant county and city attorneys, principals in school, principals in school districts. And for state employees, there are specific units that are designated as essential: the law enforcement unit, public safety, radio communications operators, healthcare professionals, correctional guards, the professional engineering unit, and the supervisory units. And at the University of Minnesota, it's the employees in the law enforcement, nursing professional, and supervisory units. Those are the employees who are essential, to whom under the Senate bill this paragraph B would not apply.
Okay, thank you. Members, any questions that folks have, Mr. Shepherd? Otherwise, Representative Downey.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And maybe just a question to staff, Mr. Shepherd. It looked like you're maybe referencing something from statute. Could you just give us the reference so we can look that up and really have those categories nailed down for us?
Mr. Chair and Representative Downey, the definition of essential employee is in Minnesota Statute 179A.03, subdivision 7.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thanks, Mr. Shepherd.
Say that again, Mr. Chair.
179A.03, subdivision
7.
7. Members, any other questions of Mr. Shepherd or anyone else?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Perry.
Mr. Chair, I don't know what your thoughts are, but if we could maybe now seeing the language, I definitely would like to have a little time to not only go through the statute again and then maybe talk with our caucus a little bit about the differences in the two. Is that acceptable? Or?
Yeah, thank you, Senator Perry. I've had some of the same thoughts as well. Anybody else have any discussion? I'm thinking maybe we should do that and take a recess and come back. Is there any objection to that? Seeing none, we'll recess at the call of the chair. Thank you.